This is the Tuesday, November 23rd edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Got you covered with a variety of action, college hoops, NBA, Maction as well. So sit back and enjoy. We'll be in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Tyler Fulgham. Good to be with you, my man.
Yeah, we're inching closer to Thanksgiving, but still have a variety of sports we can discuss on the Tuesday before.
Yeah, the show is dark all week until Sunday morning, but we have the daily podcast, so plenty of content. I want to start in the NBA at Madison Square Garden. No LeBron. And we're not really sure about Anthony Davis now. He's got flu-like symptoms, non-COVID related, but flu-like symptoms. And the Knicks are now 6-point favorites. And I think that's – I would get involved right now just in case Davis is a scratch, because I think this thing could become a blowout.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would grab the Knicks right now, especially if Davis doesn't play. I think you're going to get good closing line value there on the Knicks. I do think even if Davis does play, the Knicks are just going to be the better team here. We saw the Lakers struggle with the Detroit Pistons before the LeBron ejection. They finally put them away. It's just not a team that's complimentary right now. It's not a team that is fully gelled. It's not a team that has all of their pieces together and available right now. So this is a work in progress by every stretch of the imagination for the LA Lakers. So I do not like this spot here. I would also, especially since LeBron is not going to be there, we know that Russell Westbrook, especially if he's the only star available for the Lakers, is going to push the pace. So I like the total going over 213.5, but definitely a stronger conviction on grabbing the six right now at the Knicks. You can find that.
Any other NBA plays for us?
Yeah, there's two other games that catch my attention on the four-game card. The Heat are in Detroit visiting the Pistons, laying 10. And I think the Pistons probably got up for that Laker game because it's the Lakers. And even though the Heat are a better team, they just don't inspire the effort that the Hollywood Lakers do coming into town. So I like laying the 10 with the Heat. I would also dabble with the under there. The Pistons offense is the worst in all of the NBA, and the Heat have one of the better defenses in all of the NBA. So I wouldn't be surprised at all. We're seeing so many games go under. We're seeing so many teams be held to, 80 something points. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Pistons come in under 90 points in this game against the Heat. The last one is the Mavericks and the Clippers. Almost kind of the same rationale there. Clippers are favored by 5.5. Total is 210. But these two teams kind of have been the teams that play to unders. The Clippers have a much better defense this season than we might have expected without Kawhi Leonard. And the Mavs just play at a pretty slow pace, especially when Luka Doncic is in there. I don't know if he's going to play tonight, but I think 210 playing that under is my favorite play, favorite way to approach that game. I would grab the 5.5 with the Clippers as well. I do think they can beat the Mavericks, even if Luka is there. But it appears he is trending more towards not playing again than he is. So that's how I'm looking at the NBA slate tonight.
Yeah, the Mavs had some strong efforts against the Suns without Luka, and the Suns really just kind of pulled away in the second half, particularly that game on ESPN. It was in the fourth quarter that Phoenix pulled away. Let's go to some action. I don't love the two games on the card, so I'm a little disappointed. I do lean to Ball State. I've just been really kind of down on Buffalo. I think with all those transfers, they're really thin, and that's why you're seeing them just kind of fade down the stretch. So they've lost three straight, failed to cover those three games as well. The Northern Illinois Buffalo game could have gone either way for sure. The wind and all that was a week ago, but I like Ball State here. I would, as much as dogs have been barking during midweek action this year, I still I'm going to side with the favorite here. I'll lay the 6.5.
Yeah, and we know midweek action is an over machine. It's reasonable totals in this game. Buffalo Ball State 59, Northern Illinois Western Michigan, pardon me, is 60. I'm more inclined to wager that the Western Michigan Northern Illinois game goes over the total of 60. But again, if you've just been blindly betting overs for every game in midweek action, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday kickoffs over the last 5 years, you're hammering the books. It's like 72%. So I will just stick to that trend there. But the game, I think I do like more Western Michigan and Northern Illinois, just a little bit more capable offense on both sides there, I think, when those two teams interact on the football field. So that's how I'm looking at matching tonight. I know we do have a college basketball card featuring a matchup with the top two teams in the country tonight, Doug.
Yeah, I'm going to it, actually. Going with my buddy who's in town from high school. His family lives out here now. So it's a big number. I realize the Zags are impressive and UCLA 1-2 here. But I have to side with the +7. I think that's just way too big of a number for Gonzaga's potent. They're awesome. And, you know, we're all – I mean, a lot of college basketball fans want to see them actually win it all. And just the small school of Butler came up short so many times. The Zags did too. But – we're a long ways away from that. I'm going to grab the +7 here.
I would do the same. As great as Gonzaga is, I mean, UCLA has everyone back from that team a season ago. Like, no one left and went to the draft. Everyone is back. And it's just a team that I think is probably more closely aligned in terms of overall ability and talent and consistency to Gonzaga than this number suggests. I was thinking it'd be something around 3, 4, or 5. To see 7 makes me think I have some value there on UCLA. Just knowing what guys like Jay Billis and Seth Greenberg have said about this UCLA team and what they expect this season. I don't look at Gonzaga as that much of a, individual, heads and shoulders above every other team in college basketball program this season. I think they and UCLA may be able to make that claim, but 7 suggests that there's only one team in that tier, and I think there's probably two, and UCLA belongs there.
All right, good stuff as always. I'm on the pod Wednesday, and then we have no podcasts the rest of the weekend. Are you doing the pod at all?
I don't think I'm on. I don't think I'm on Wednesday. Maybe I am. I'll have to look at the schedule I usually do in the morning, but Wednesday is usually a day off. So if I don't see you or talk to you on Wednesday, my good friend, Doug, please have a wonderful, happy, healthy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you as well. And we'll wish our best to all the listeners, but I'll be there with Joe tomorrow. I believe that's what the schedule says on the pod either way. All right. Best of luck to everyone.